From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka reporting. Iran fights back at UN meeting. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting Friday in New York. The meeting was on the competing pro and anti-government demonstrations in Iran. They have left 22 people dead and led to the arrest of more than 1,000 others. United States Ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, called the meeting. She and President Donald Trump have said the U.S. stands behind protesters fed up with the economy and the government.
It is a powerful exhibition of brave people who have become so fed up with their oppressive government that they're willing to risk their lives in protest. The world should applaud their courage. The voices of the Iranian people should be heard.
Iran's ambassador to the UN said taking up a domestic issue such as the protests discredits the Security Council. Here's Ghulam Ali Khashru.
There is a long history of U.S. bullying at the UN, but this is a preposterous example.
Prior to the meeting, thousands of Iranians took to the streets after Friday prayer in support of the government. The anti-government protests began at the end of December. The United States said its decision to suspend military aid to Pakistan will cost Islamabad just under $2 billion. The administration said aid would remain frozen under the country until the country takes decisive action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. Pakistan's military dismissed the U.S. action as meaningless, saying it would undermine security cooperation and regional peace efforts. A Pakistani spokesperson denied allegations that Pakistan was giving the Taliban or Haqqanis any sort of safe haven. This is VOA News.
Nous avons un chemin de crête qui est un défi pour tous les dirigeants.
French President Emmanuel Macron told his Turkish counterpart Friday that democratic countries had to respect the rule of law in their fight against terrorism, as he voiced concerns about the fate of students, teachers, and journalists in Turkey.
Terör kendi kendine oluşmuyor.
Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan defended the crackdown, saying that some journalists encourage terrorism with their writing, comparing them to gardeners nurturing plants. Macron said after talks with Tayyip Erdogan at the Elysee Presidential Palace that they had had disagreements about how they saw human rights. North Korea on Friday agreed to hold official talks with the South next week, the first time in more than 2 years, and hours after the United States and South Korea delayed a military exercise amid a standoff over the North's nuclear and missile programs. Bronwyn Benito has the details.
The meeting will take place at the border truce village of Panmunjom. Expected topics of conversation will be the Winter Olympics, to be held in the South next month, and other inter-Korean relations. However, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un remained steadfast on the issue of nuclear weapons, saying the North would mass-produce nuclear missiles for operational deployment, and again warned he would launch a nuclear strike if his country was threatened. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Any dialogue between North and South is seen as a positive step in improving relations in the Korean Peninsula, contributing to the overall stability in the region. Catalans attending the traditional Three Kings parade in the town of Manresa on Friday wore yellow in a show of support for jailed pro-independence leaders.
Unfortunately, we have still 4 political prisoners, and about 80% of the people in Catalonia are very sad with that.
Spain's Supreme Court ordered on Friday that Catalonia's former vice president, Oriol Junqueras, must remain in custody. Junqueras has spent 2 months in prison while authorities investigate his role in the Spanish region's independence movement. The United Nations says it is giving its largest emergency relief allocation ever to Yemen. $50 million will help the more than 22 million people who are in need of humanitarian assistance. A UN spokesperson said Friday the situation in Yemen has been made worse by recent increases in fighting and airstrikes. And the military says Rohingya Muslim insurgents ambushed a vehicle in western Myanmar's Rakhine State on Friday, wounding 3 people, including 2 members of the security forces. Some 650,000 Rohingya villagers fled to Bangladesh after counterinsurgency operations began in August. I'm Liz Pelka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.